Vince on.
Yep. Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Mr. President, I have talked to Howard, and he understands it fully and in good grace, and...
Well, you can see it. He wasn't too enthusiastic anyway.
I think it was with some relief, actually, on his part. Very warm and very gracious.
Good.
All right, sir, we'll proceed.
Now, incidentally, for your information, I have held this, and incidentally, I haven't told anybody, incidentally, except anybody, believe me, except Moore. I haven't told Haldeman, Ehrlichman, anybody else about what we're doing here. Sapphire, of course, I've ruled him out. I'm going to do it myself. I'm writing it myself right now. And so I'm not going to have any writer except myself. That's that. And I think that's a good thing. I just intend to keep this very closely held. Ziegler doesn't know. I just said, play it loose. I says, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might appoint him despite what the bar has done. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, what I do think, though, I've told them that at 6:30, they're to get together, the White House people that have to inform senators and congressmen and VIPs around the country and so forth and so on, just like we've done on China and Russia, inform them and have them start making calls. Now, in your case, of course, you shall have the responsibility to do Friday and to do Lily, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you should take that, and you should bear the responsibility to do Eastland, naturally, and get him lined up. And I would think the two Virginia senators, both of them, and could I suggest Bob Byrd, maybe you ought to do him, or shouldn't you?
I think that somebody should, and I guess I should do it.
Well, you haven't talked to him, have you?
No, I haven't.
Then you shouldn't. I'd have Dick Moore can do it. Dick Moore, talk to him all the way down there. And Dick can just say that Connolly's out of town. He has talked to Connolly and said he didn't want it anyway.
Yep.
And said, we'd appreciate your support of what we're giving. He should call him at 6:30 so that Bob Byrd, we get him lined up strongly for it. Okay?
Very good, sir. Dick Moore is over here. And
Right. And I just feel that this is so important that I write it myself. I've asked for 125 words maximum on each man that I can use in my brief remarks. That's enough, you know. And I just want to say how mainly the whole line is going to be excellence and character and that sort of thing. And don't you think that's the best thing?
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
And
are you going to ignore the bar?
Well, I'm not even going to mention the bar.
That's good.
I'm not going to mention it either way.
Yes.
But on the other hand, through the day, Ziegler will get hit on it, and he's simply going to say, well, the president, the bar does not have a veto power. We're interested in their advice, but naturally the president will make his appointments on his own reconnaissances, so to speak. Don't you think that's all right?
Yes, sir. That's the line, of course, that's been...
In the meantime, I understand the woman's story is leaked. It's out, huh?
Both of them. It's on the front page of the Washington Post, which couldn't have been better for us.
Right. Now, on that, the only thing that hasn't leaked in the woman's story is that little squib to the effect that it was from within the bar that it was said that there were 11, that it was that they knew of no woman that was qualified. Could we do that?
Yeah, we will get that out.
I want that out. Tell Moore that has to get out today.
Yep.
Give it to Sapphire. He'll leak anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
No. Not in the column, but I want to hit that hard.
One other point, in order to get their support, I think I'll call Leon Jaworski and Ed, who was the president of the American Bar.
Right.
And Ed Walsh, so that they...
Right. I would call Jaworski and Walsh and say, we just have appreciated enormously what they have done, that what the president has done now, he just said that we just can't submit these people to him and have them beaten down for non-legal reasons. But that he has selected two men that he knows the bar, without even asking, will get well qualified from the bar in both cases, and then tell them what it is. Fair enough?
Yes, sir. We'll
but
do.
Don't tell either, don't tell Walsh. I don't know Jaworski, but don't tell them before 6:30 or so.
I
the reason being is that they have staffs, and they may tell them, and the staff will leak. You know, they've got these Jews that work, Walsh has that work for him, and the Jews leak, John, you know that.
I sure do.
Okay.
Now, I will talk to him just before the event.
I'm very pleased. Have you told Rehnquist yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure that he will be more than pleased.
Please, Christ, he'll probably drop his teeth.
I would expect so.
Yeah, I don't want to see him. I think it's not. I don't think I should.
There's no necessity for it.
And I haven't. And I haven't seen Powell. I wouldn't know him if I saw him. I may have met him, but I don't know him.
Well, he's a very distinguished-looking gentleman.
Yeah, and I think really it's a good move, where when we're going to knock the goddamn blocks off and fight it through. You say that that Powell made a speech against Martin Luther King. That's the only thing you can find in his record. It's bad. Huh?
That's correct.
What kind of a speech was it? Was it rabid or?
Oh no. It had to do with argument that's prevailed here for the last 4 or 5 years in the civil disobedience situation.
Well, that's all right. That's a legitimate thing. I've said many of the same things.
All right. Yes. And so
well, I think it's been a fine job, John. And you and Moore work out whatever you want. Okay?
Very good, sir.